You are listening to Making Bank, where we uncover the mindset and success strategies of the top 1% so you can amplify your life and your business.
Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1% so you can amplify and transform your life and your business today. I'm really excited today for my guest on the show. He's struggled from where he's been at to becoming one of the most well-known internet marketers out there in the industry today. His name is Justin Brook. And he started 8 years ago with just $60 and put it in a Google AdWords account. And he turned it into over six figures. In 2011, he launched a digital agency and has run ads for some of the top people in the industry: Russell Brunson, Dan Kennedy, Rich Sheffrin, Stansberry Research, and many, many more. In May of this year, he fired all his clients to create an online school for media buyers and now has over 2,500 students. Justin, welcome to Making Bank.
Thanks for having me, man. And actually, we're over 3,500 now.
Boom! That's awesome. So give us a little bit of your background. I know just kind of meeting you and hearing your story and everything, I think it's a huge win for our entrepreneurial audience out there of just the struggles that it takes, the hard work, and everything that it took for you to get through to where you are today.
All right, so let's cover all 11 years. we'll do the fast version. So, cool. 2007, I landed an internship with an internet millionaire, Russell Brunson. My job as an intern was to go through his $250,000 marketing library of all the best courses, DVDs, seminar footage, books, cassette tapes. My job was to go.
And he has a big collection.
Yeah. My job was to go through that stuff and write our review articles. That way he can make affiliate commissions back on those different courses that he bought. And so I got the education of a lifetime. It was an unpaid internship, but during that internship and the work that I did for him, I ended up helping him save over $100,000 a year. And then we became good friends, and we could talk about that later if you want to in the podcast. But so after I, you know, helped him out with that, he kind of took me under his wing, and then I took that information, went back home. Like I said, it was unpaid internship, so I'm still not making money. Tell my girlfriend or wife at the time that I want to start AdWords ads. And long story short, we didn't have any money, so I had to take half my electric bill, which was $60. That's all I had. I paid half my electric bill. I took the other half. I put it on a pathetic $2 a day AdWords campaign, and I made $150 that month. So then I quickly paid my electric bill, re-put the money back in. I ended up doubling my money 11 months in a row. I had a six-figure business. Literally, as I say from stage, it's paid traffic that took me from ramen noodles to Red Lobster. And so that's why paid traffic's my thing. It's the thing that changed my life. It's the thing that I think can change everybody else's as well.
And so I mean, you didn't know anything about paid traffic and internet ads or anything when you started this. I mean, how'd you kind of really start to figure it out and dive into understanding it?
So back then, everybody was doing article marketing. You know, we used to write articles, and then we'd post them on eZine articles and Go articles and like 90 bajillion other article sites. And then there was like bots that we could upload our articles to, and they'd send them to 180 websites. And we would hope that each one would get us like two clicks a day. And so we would work until like 3 o'clock in the morning writing articles all day long, hoping that every article would make us like four clicks a day. And so if you got 100 of them out a month, you had 400 clicks a month. That got really freaking tiring. And it worked. It worked. You know, I'm not saying it was bad, but man, it was just so much work for the clicks. So to be able to like just throw some money in there and start getting clicks, yeah, I'll take that every day.
How did you go from taking that to really figuring out and understanding AdWords? Because, I mean, you know, investing the 60, then to 150, and then it was within a year you hit the six figures, right, in revenue generated for yourself?
Yes, yes. So I had a little course. It was it's hard to even call it a course. I mean, there was a pile of videos that you got access to after you went through the PayPal link. But, you know, like through my internship, I learned how to put together what we now would call a funnel. Back then, it was like a couple of pages, you know, like I had a learn more page. So it was kind of cool, actually. Like we went to the ads drove them to a page that had a video. And now I know that was a VSL. Like this is back in 2007. It's still out there. I'm not going to tell you how to find it because it's absolutely horrible. But it is out there if you look hard enough. And so I had a little video that kind of explained what the course was. Underneath, there was a buy now button or a learn more button. And the learn more button took them to the written sales page, which I had learned how to do in all my studies with Russell Brunson. It sold for $35. There was no upsells. I didn't know how to do upsells or anything like that. Luckily, $2 a day was enough to get like a sale every once in a while. And I did well, you know, that's how we did it. It was a little video course about Joomla. Joomla is a software WordPress.
Okay.
Yeah. And back then, you know, imagine trying to learn how to use WordPress by only reading the documentation that the programmers who developed it. You want to claw your eyeballs out, but yeah, that was the only way to learn how to do this stuff back then. Now there's blog posts and YouTube videos and all this stuff, but I was like one of the first people who came out with a video system for learning how to use these platforms. And so people just, you know, they jumped all over it.
And I know one of the things I remember, you know, I was listening to you speak was after you came back, I think it was from Russell's internship. You told your wife that, hey, this is what I'm going to go do. Didn't she make you write out like a business plan or some kind of written marketing
plan? She did. She did. My wife's a teacher.
For 60 bucks.
Yeah, she literally made me write up a 3-page ROI report of how I was going to use this $60 and how it was going to make me money. And I wrote a 3-page freaking report. I think there's a lesson in that because I think there's a lot of guys today who are just running out spending money on a ton of things. That's been my forte is I have always in my business made my anything I spend money on has to be earned from the business. The business has to make the money to be able to spend on it. I don't just reach into my pockets and throw dollars at it.
And that's definitely a great lesson because, you know, it allowed you to map it out mentally, you know, her forcing you to do that. So, you know, like, hey, here's kind of my guidelines. Here's my rules. Here's how I'm going to play or dive into this and make it work.
And she made me stick to it, I'll tell you.
So as you're going along here and you're building this and you're you know, scaling to six figures, I mean, you know, what are kind of some of those struggles that you or those challenges, I guess, that you ran into along the way?
It's hard to remember the struggles right now because I remember like those were the days when it was like, oh my God, a freaking sale just happened. You know,
right.
It was still back in the days when like you got an audible notification from an email, you know? So I remember like me and my girlfriend, who's now my wife, we were like literally dancing around my laptop at one point, like Tom Hanks in Castaway. You know, and so like a sale would come in and we'd be like, so it was a boom time for us. Struggles. You know, we started out with 900 keywords in our AdWords campaign. Wow. And we ended up whittling it down to only 9 that actually were making any sales, which is something I tell people about SEO nowadays. Like the keywords you think you should be ranking number one for might not be, and you might be spending all that time and money ranking for it and find out it's just a dud keyword.
Right. Yeah, I noticed that some of the, you know, when I was implementing a lot of different keyword stuff is like, oh yeah, this is going to be a great one. And then all of a sudden it's not working and this weird keyword out of nowhere is just crushing it for sales. I know moving forward, you started to work with some of the best online marketers. And I mean, kind of how'd you go from where you were then to landing that first spot?
Yeah, so, I mean, lesson to everybody, nothing really ever lasts forever. I mean, unless you're John Caples and you wrote a sales letter for Procter & Gamble back in the 20s or something, you know, most offers don't last forever. And so there came a point in around 2010 where, you know, I kind of went bust. You know, I had like I all of a sudden realized there was only $1,000 left in the bank and I had nothing, no website set up or anything to bring more money in. And so I had to kind of take a job again. And so I started working for Rich Sheffrin. And when I became Rich Sheffrin's ad guy, all of a sudden everybody wanted to pay me to be their ad guy. And so what working with Rich Sheffrin gave me the time to take the pressure off financially. And then I had, because he was, you know, he was far bigger, I had the budget and the offers to really learn how to master my craft. You know, he allowed me to work on his campaigns. I had the knowledge, I had a base knowledge, but being able to work for somebody else who was far larger than myself allowed me to take that financial pressure off and give me that time to master my craft. And after I mastered my craft, you know, I started taking on clients, and that's how it grew into the agency.
Really cool. Can you stick around for a minute?
Sure, yeah.
Awesome. I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Making Bank. I've had the pleasure and the opportunity to be able to speak with internet marketing guru, Justin Brook. He's been dominating the Google AdWords market since 2007 when he dove in and first really started to learn all about this. And we've been learning a little bit about how he transitioned from investing $60 in his Google AdWords budget and only paying half his electric bill to creating a six-figure company. And now has the opportunity to work with Rich Sheffrin to master his craft and to help Rich take his business to the next level. So welcome back, Justin, to Making Bank.
Thanks, man.
So, okay, let's see. So you're talking with Rich, working with Rich, helping him build and scale his business. So how does that now position you? You know, how long did you work with him? And then how did you make that transition to where you guys are today with the schools and the online school, yeah, all your students and everything?
So when I was working, I worked with him for 2 years and we did a lot of great things and we didn't split up with any kind of animosity or anything. What had ended up happening is people were like throwing money at me. They were, you know, because I was Rich Sheffrin's ad guy and we were getting good results and because he teaches people marketing, we were blogging about and making videos about the success we were having with our ad campaigns, which naturally made like all of his buddies and everything, you know, wanted to hire me. And so I didn't try to start an agency until about, you know, it was around 2011, mid 2011. You know, I had like five guys that were paying me and I said, oh, well, I guess I have a marketing agency now. I should try and like actually build it up as an agency. So that's what I ended up doing. And it just got to a point where like I had my own employees, but it got weird explaining to my employees why I had to go to a company meeting and every Monday morning. And so I was just like, let's kind of split up here. And then I had my own thing and, you know, that became a seven-figure agency. And like you said, we had Dan Kennedy, we had Stansberry Research. I mean, we had some of the biggest clients, man. It was great.
So now you're kind of transitioning out. You have your own, you know, seven-figure agency. And, I mean, that's just crushing it for you, working with some of the top people. With that agency, I know what were those challenges running it? Because I know now you kind of moved more, you know, you got rid of all your clients and everything else. So what were some of those challenges running an agency of that size?
You know, typical challenges that any agency has, it gets stressful, always having to manage the ROI expectations. You know, you got clients, literally I'd have clients who would tell me, we want you to be able to acquire customers for $10 a pop. Like, bro, the math doesn't even work on that. I had one client explaining to me what he wanted. And I was like, do you realize that you just asked me for 800% ROI from paid ads? And, you know, so that's hard, but every agency deals with that. But really was the hardest part and why I ended up leaving that business behind. I referred it all out, so I still get a commission on those clients. But it was really hard to hire good media buyers. And I found from all of our clients, they had the same thing, which was why they were hiring us. They were hiring agencies. Look, guys aren't coming out of college with Google AdWords degrees. You know, they're not coming out of college with Facebook ad degrees or landing page degrees. You know, there are now finally internet marketing programs. Guys like myself, I mean, I have a course, or I'm part of a course in Full Sail, and I've been part of a course at another one. I don't remember the name of the college, but they're going to kill me if they read this. But like, you know, we're just now starting to see this stuff being part of college education, and it's at a very basic level. It's at like an internet marketing level. It's not at a media buying level. So I said, screw it. I'll be the guy to start training everything, because when I looked around, there are a couple of good places that are teaching marketing, but most of the marketing education that's out there is made for like affiliate marketers or how to make money online or network marketers. Not knocking them at all. Everybody's doing their own thing. But you know, what about the guy who wants to build a real career as a Google AdWords guy for Uber or Airbnb, or he wants to be the Facebook ads guy for freaking Google or Yahoo or whatever? You know, there wasn't that career building level of education around this. And so that's why we ended up starting up the Digital Media Buying Institute, is to train these people for other companies.
And that's really cool. So you guys actually have a specific schooling process that you teach people to be media buyers, and just Google AdWords, or kind of all across the board?
We've got 12 courses right now. We've got two more coming. You know, our goal is to start having one new course launching every week. We want to have one basic, advanced, and mastery level course for every single ad network. And then we have plans to expand out to all marketing and business topics. But right now we're staying focused around media buying, and it's been going good. You know, we got 3,500 students now and growing by 100 every day.
No, that's really cool. So I guess, you know, I know our audience is like, all right, man, this is awesome. You know, Justin's built a really cool company and schooling and everything else. What are some ninja tactics we can utilize? You know, we're going out, we're trying to buy our own media. We got a small or mid-size, you know, e-commerce business. We're trying to scale up, you know, 6-7 figures. You know, what would you say? Hey, here's the first place you need to start, and then here's the best way to do X, Y, and Z.
All right. So two things that I want to talk about. Make sure I remember these two. One is what I call the traffic crisis, and then the other one I call the traffic Hail Mary. These are my own silly little names. So the traffic Hail Mary is the way most people are buying traffic. They have maybe $500 in their pocket, or $100 or $1,000, whatever their level of, you know, finances are. But they have a certain amount of money. They got a bankroll. And they're like, oh, I heard Facebook ads is good. Let me throw my $500 in there. I'll create a couple of ads, and I've got a sales page, and I'll throw $500 in there and see how it works. That's the traffic Hail Mary. You're launching the ball and you're hoping that somebody catches it on the other side. And catching it on the other side for them is, am I going to get ROI? But that's not how a pro media buyer buys traffic. That's basically the lottery. I mean, what I just described, you go to the store, buy a lottery ticket, there's actually better odds on that. So what the way that they should do it, let's say you have $500, just an easy number. Everybody can scale this to their own budget. If you've got $500, you should set up your ads, set up a couple of landing pages, not just one page. If I see somebody driving paid traffic to their homepage one more time, I'm going to flip a table. So you got to have like a real actual landing page that you've made for this ad campaign. So what you're going to do is you're going to have a couple of different things to test. You're not just going to throw some money in there and roll the dice. You got a couple of different ads. You got a couple of different landing pages. And then you're going to spend 20% of your budget first. So if you have $500, you're going to spend $100. You're going to see which of those ads worked, which of those landing pages worked. You're going to kill the losers, and then you're going to spend another $100 on the winners to verify that it wasn't a fluke. And if it worked, then you're going to spend, then you're going to start putting the other money in there, and you create a scientific process. So many times I've been able to come into a client's account and beat the last guy who was trying to run ads for them just because I have a better structure to my accounts and the way that I put my ads and keywords and landing pages together. That's the number one tip. That will save everybody. I look at it like horse betting. At first, you're going to bet on all the horses. And then you're going to look and see which horses brought back your money. In this case, the horses is ads. You know, the horses is your landing pages. Which ones actually won you money? Stop betting on the losers, obviously. Now take your whole bankroll and put it on the winners. Now you're making money. That's what, see, so many people come so close. They put their $500 in and they're like, oh, I only got two sales. I'm like, that means it worked. You know, like you made some sales.
Right.
What part of it made you two sales and go dump your whole bankroll on that part? You know, and that's how you actually do it.
And so I guess, you know, how long do you, you know, kill or keep, you know, do you decide to actually kill the ad or keep it? You know, it's running 3-5 days a week. You know, what do you usually look at for your?
Yeah, that's a great question that we get a lot of times. You know, I like to try and go, you know, the longer you can go, the better the data is going to be. You know, that's really what you're doing is you're buying data. You're not, obviously ROI is the goal and sales is the goal. Like I love money too, but when you're spending your first money, the number one priority is getting good data that you can then use that data to make money from. So, you know, I like a minimum 200 clicks or 30 conversions, you know, so 30 conversions, you know, might be 30 leads. Obviously, if you're selling a $500 product, maybe you probably need to be putting $100, more than $100 in, you know. So, yeah, you know, about 200 clicks. And like I said, the more you can go, you know, like if you're going to put in 500 clicks, if you put in 500 clicks and you don't get a single sale, it's definitely dead. I'll tell you that right now. It ain't going to make a comeback. But if you put in 200 clicks and you get one sale on the 199th click, man, that almost kind of worked, you know? So it's about having the right level of data, you know?
No, and that's and I think that's good is a lot of people don't actually look at the data, you know, they're putting the money in, they're kind of like, okay, cool. Am I getting a sale or not? And, you know, after 3 or 4 or 5 days a week, it's like, man, nothing's happening here. And, you know, they're just, and they think, oh, it might've been a bad ad, but even though a few more days and a few more clicks that might've come through would have created that significant difference.
Oh, another big rule. Don't look at your ad campaigns for 72 hours after you press publish. So many people, I get it all day, man. You know, they'll be like, Justin, I didn't get any conversions. I'm like, how long was it? It's like 3 hours. We got 3 clicks. I'm like, dude, come on. Like, but, you know, we laugh right now, but I hear it every day, all day. And from people who've laughed about it. So you've got to wait. My hard rule, 72 hours. I wait 72 hours. Let the machine collect the data. Then I go in and I look at it and I try to see what story is this data trying to tell me. Kill the losers, put my money back on the winners. That's the way you make money. That's the traffic Hail Mary. That's the cure for the traffic Hail Mary. The other thing is the traffic crisis. I've been telling people about this for years. It's happened everywhere. It's never going to stop happening. It's not me making up something. It's very real. And what it is it's a supply and demand thing. And so if you look at the beginning of Google AdWords, people were able to buy clicks all day long for 5 cents. Now, in some markets, you're lucky if you get clicks for $5. You know, and so every ad network has this problem. It starts out with a really high supply of clicks and not a lot of demand. So the clicks are very cheap. And then after everybody starts coming onto the network, the clicks start climbing up. What do you think is happening to Facebook right now? Everybody's on Facebook. Click prices are rising. We used to talk about penny clicks and 10 cent clicks and 20 cent clicks. Now we're like, man, can I still get my clicks under $1 in Facebook? You know, and we're starting to see there's something coming up called max ad load with Facebook. It's going to hit it's rumored to hit about Q1 of 2017. You can go listen to the earnings calls, the investor calls for Facebook, specifically Google the Q2 earnings call for Facebook, and you'll hear the investors talking about max ad load over and over again. What are you going to do about max ad load? So what it is, Facebook can only show so many ads in their news feeds before it becomes all ads, right? So for a long time, the way they've been showing investors increased profits is they're just jacking up how many ads are being shown. Simple. But max ad load is coming, and that is basically we can't turn that up anymore. You know, if you look at your feed now, there's almost an ad every two posts. You see a lot more ads in your feeds nowadays, and they're on the right-hand sidebar, and they're now in Facebook groups, and now they're in your mobile, and, you know, so that's coming. And when max ad load hits, you know, the cost per click is going to skyrocket, especially for that U.S. males 25 to 45 on desktop in the news feed, like that money target that everybody's using and everybody's putting their ads. Guess what? That's going up. So you need to figure out what to do next. My prediction is Google Display. It's very similar to Facebook ads. There's a lot of the same targeting. They still have custom audiences. They still have lookalike audiences. So that's where I'm pushing my money and my subscribers.
Really cool. Yeah, no, that's some awesome insight. Because, I mean, you don't probably want to just rely on one single ad network as well.
I've got accounts with 14 different ad networks.
Yeah. So tell me, moving in then, obviously 2017, you know, you kind of moving some stuff or keeping people on the Google Display and everything. Where do you kind of see the whole thing with video and YouTube and Facebook Live and all that to really maximize, you know, creating conversions and revenue and everything?
Yeah, what we're seeing in advertising as a whole, I'm talking about offline, online, TV, print. What we're seeing is, you know, like there's native ads, and native ads is kind of like a separate thing. There's content marketing and there are native ads. That's all merging. And you see it merging closer and closer every day. And me having, you know, a high level view of 3,500 students and, you know, all my different clients, and, you know, I'm able to see these two things coming together closer and closer and closer every day. And so what we're going to see in the very near future, it's not going to be called native advertising. It's just what you do. You create content, and then the way you distribute your content is through various paid means, whether that be, you know, you can pay-per-click or pay-per-view on Netflix, or you can pay-per-view on Hulu, or, you know, Amazon Prime pretty soon, like, you know, Facebook video, YouTube ads. Like, that's what we're seeing is you will just create content, whether it be live or recorded, whether it be written or video, and then you will pay to get that content out there.
And yeah, and I think that's a big piece is, you know, we can't just be stuck, okay, hey, I'm doing SEO or pay-per-click or whatever, and we got to start to really diversify, even though we may have one really good one that's working, and, you know, and find those other areas of media that we can pull from that things are moving towards, right?
Right, right, cool. Yep.
So tell me one device that you can't live without.
One device I can't live without, my phone. My phone, I pretty much work from my phone, you know, so my phone and my Xbox. Am I allowed to pick two?
Ah, sure. There you go. Awesome. And then tell us, you know, where we can find you, you know, what you have going on, and how people can connect up if they want to be media buyers and everything.
Yeah, the simplest way is to just Google Justin Brook. I'm the only Justin Brook that shows up. All the others in the world hate me. Then, you know, you can look me up on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter. You search Justin Brook on any of those things, you'll find my channels, and they all lead to back to my websites, you know, because that's kind of what I do.
Sure. Okay. No, that's awesome. What, and then, you know, if people want to learn about, you know, how to expand and grow what they're doing in their business to be better Google AdWord people, just even if they just have a small or mid-sized large e-commerce company, and or they, hey, I really like what Justin's saying. I would love to be a media buyer and really learn this in and out. You know, where can they go?
So if you go to DMBI online, that stands for Digital Media Buyer Institute Online.com. There's a free course that you can take. There's a couple of them, actually. There's a button right there at the top that says take a free course. Click that. It'll take you over to which one you want to pick. And then once you take a free course, if you like it, you'll get some email follow-ups from us about our paid courses.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, it was an honor to have you on Making Bank today, learning some of the insights, hearing your story, and just being able to connect with you and share that, you know, with our audience and everything. So again, Justin, it was an honor, and thank you for coming on Making Bank.
Thank you for having me on, man.
I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1%. Get out and be extraordinary.
Thank you for listening to Making Bank. If you have enjoyed this episode, please leave a review, and sharing is caring. Follow Josh Felber on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram for more. You can also listen to Making Bank on Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and watch on Apple TV, Success Thinkers Network, Amazon Fire, and YouTube.